Hi, and welcome to the August 5th edition of Three Sides of the Coin, Bite Sides Episodes, brought to you by Mike Brunn from the Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn. Starting with Kiss News, August 5th, 2003. On this day, 16 years ago, Universal Music released the greatest hits compilation, The Best of Kiss, the Millennium Collection. It covers the period 1974 to 1979. The album received gold certification, which was Kiss's 30th gold album. Universal would release two more volumes over the next few years. August 5th, 2006. On this day, 13 years ago, hundreds of Kiss fans arrived in Cleveland, Ohio to protest in front of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and to show their support that Kiss belongs in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The all-day protests included performances from three Kiss tribute bands. Of course, Kiss would finally get into the hall 8 years later, which was 15 years after they were first eligible. In other rock and roll news, August 5th, 1972. On this day 47 years ago, Aerosmith is signed to CBS Records by Clive Davis after he saw them perform in New York City at Max's Kansas City. The band would receive a $125,000 sign-on payment. August 5th, 1980. On this day 39 years ago, Pat Benatar released her classic album Crimes of Passion. It would include the classic song, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, along with the singles, You Better Run and Treat Me Right. Pat Benatar would win her first Grammy for Best Female Rock Vocal Performance for this album. Also, did you know that the video for You Better Run was the second video ever played by MTV? And in rock and roll birthdays, August 5th, 1955. On this day in 1955, guitarist Eddie Fingers Ojeda is born in New York City, New York. He joined Twisted Sister in 1975 and remained a member of the band until their retirement. Happy 64th birthday, Eddie. Subscribe to Three Sides of the Coin to make sure you don't miss any of our daily bite-sized episodes. Visit ThreeSidesOfTheCoin.com. Follow The Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn on Facebook and follow Mike Brunn on Twitter at Mike_Brunn.